Well, it's impossible to sing that song and not get excited for that day, isn't it? Speaking of time, if you were to look at your watch, it's about 11:15 almost. If you were to come at 11:15 next Sunday, I have good news and bad news for you. The good news is plenty of parking. You'll be able to park probably rocks, grass, clothes, far, wherever you want to park. The bad news is because we'll probably all be gone by then. And I'm going to tell you why. So we know next Sunday is Easter Sunday, Resurrection Day, and we're going to have some special times of coming together. You heard it mentioned about the sunrise service, so at 6:30 a.m. Next Sunday morning, we're going to have, Lord willing, if it's not raining, we usually right out here on the grass in front of the sanctuary, we'll have our sunrise service. So if you come, you may want to bring a folding chair. We'll have some chairs available if not. But we'll have a time out there together. At 7:30, we'll go next door at the portable area, and we'll have a breakfast, time of fellowship together, encouraging one another in the Lord. And then at 9 a.m., we'll have our service inside. And so no 11 a.m. service next week. Those will be our two services and our time together in between as well. So thought I'd give you all a heads up. Fair warning. Good and bad news becoming 11. If you would also look, I have a couple of other things to share with you this morning. If you look at me in 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3 begins to set the table that there are difficult times coming. And we know that we're in the midst of these things. And I don't think anything in this list is necessarily a surprise to us. But it does begin to define the way that the world views one another, the way the world views things in general. And you get to the very beginning of this list, if you would look with me in 2 Timothy chapter 3, in verse 2, it says, men will be, and what's the first phrase? Lovers of self. What you begin to see as you go down this list is where that focus on me and my desires and focus on what I want for myself begins to take us down. So you have things like they begin to be boastful and arrogant. You have things like disobedient to parents, and you realize a lack of honor and care and respect begins to be lost. You begin to look, and there's things like unloving and malicious gossips and brutal, and you go, well, there's just not a care and affection and a love for one another that's just missing in this world. You go down in verse 13, you realize those that are going down these ways, even holding a form of godliness, as verse 5 would say, that they're going to proceed from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived. But it says in verse 14 that you, however, as Paul is writing to Timothy, continue in the things you have learned and become convinced of, knowing from whom you have learned them. He'll go on to talk about the Word of God. And we realize that though the world may have a lack of focus on caring for one another, that there may be a lack of love and honor, that we don't want to lose those things. If you look in contrast with me in Philippians, we have the example of Christ, in which in chapter 2, in verse 3, we're told, in fact, to do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but with humility of mind, regard one another as more important than yourselves. Do not merely look out for your own personal interests, but also for the interests of others. Tells us this is who our Savior is. And so, though the world may go one way in losing honor and love, we want to go in the very opposite direction. And so there's a couple of things that I want to make mention of that we have an opportunity to do this. You may have noticed, speaking of parking, as you came up, there's a couple new signs in the parking lot. And said seniors parking in there. For those graduates, it is not high school seniors. That is not what we're referring to. That is not a special honor for finishing high school or college, for that matter. What we're talking about is specifically those within our body that have a difficult time making it into the church. And we know that with the Rock parking lot in particular and the distance with some of the other parking, that can be very difficult, especially for things like walkers or canes or any kind of difficulty associated with that. And it's our desire, out of care, out of honor, out of love, that we would leave those spots available for those within our body that would have such a need. So where I'm going to ask for your help is that we leave those available for those that are in such a need. And it's an opportunity for you and I to think of them more highly than ourselves, and that we're willing to walk a little farther. We're willing to go, whether it's on grass or on the gravel, and we're willing to do those things because we love them more than we love ourselves, and because that's who our Savior is. And we know the world has lost that. They never had it to begin with, but it's even more obvious that they've lost it. But we get an opportunity to walk in the love of Christ in this way. And the other thing I wanted to make mention of is we don't have all the details nailed down yet. We have a sign-up sheet in the back for baptism. And we have a desire to move forward with baptism on Sunday, April 7th. That's 2 weeks from today at normally about 6:30 p.m. that we have that. I say that we're still figuring some things out because the Michler's Beach we normally have it at is closed right now. We're in the process of trying to find somewhere that we can have that, but we do have different ones that have been burdened for this time of baptism. And so if you have questions about that, if you feel like you may be feeling led by the Lord to be baptized, I'd ask you to speak with Pastor Josh, and he can talk through that further with you. But where I mentioned this in terms of thinking of others within the body is, I remember when I was baptized, I was very new to the church, only been coming, I think, about 3.5 months, and I began to see everybody that came out from the body, and I just thought it was going to be us and Pastor Gary. Like, I just didn't think anybody else was coming out, and to begin to see the body's care, it's not the easiest thing sometimes to find a place to park there. Speaking of parking, if you've ever tried to park at the beach, that's not the easiest thing, and you got to walk, and but it's an opportunity for us to come alongside those, for those of us that aren't being baptized at that time, and to come alongside them in that, really revealing that decision that they've made, and encourage them in those things. And the more that we begin to think about our Savior, the more we go, why wouldn't I be willing to give up of myself in that way, to glorify Him and to encourage His children? And so great opportunities the Lord has given us. And if we begin to nail down the location, I know that we'll make that known to all of you as well. Be praying with us in that too. We pray. Dear Heavenly Father, as we come before you today, Lord, we just thank you for your love for us, your sacrifice, and your heart in which you laid everything aside for us, all of your privileges, and put your own life down for us. Lord, we just thank you for your love. It is your love that even we couldn't do any of this without it. And so, Lord, we give you praise and you alone today. We give you thanks and praise in Jesus' name.